Episode 143.
I am a firm believer that you should follow your talent and skill, and whatever passion you may have for it either will show up or develop over time, but focus on your strength. That's, if I have one piece of advice for anybody that's listening, focus on your strengths, because that's what is going to keep you moving forward.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio, where, if you don't know, is available for your listening pleasure not only on the website, but also on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, and Spreaker. And welcome to episode 143 with Kevin Donahoe from Pacific Motor Service in California. And yes, you're going to love Kevin's interview if you want to verify your own corporate culture strategy. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. So find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Hey, are you social with the podcast? Well, I welcome your participation in my Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn pages. It's so easy to find. Just go to remarkableresults.biz/social. That's it. There you'll find my social links, and you'll just need to like and follow. Get on board with the podcast social tribe and keep on learning. Now, meet multi-shop owner Kevin Donahoe from Pacific Motor Service in Monterey and Pacific Grove, California. Kevin is all about educating, training, and informing his customers about their best available service and repair options. Pacific Motor Service's core purpose is to extend the life of their customer's car to 20 years and 200,000 miles. Kevin brings his passion about culture, processes, and procedures, his hiring practices, and how important finding your strengths and focusing on them to propel yourself to excellence. Kevin talks about his own PACMO University, their company standards, missions and values, and why he calls his service advisors ETI specialists. This is a jam-packed episode about leadership and love. Yes, I said love. You'll understand once you listen. Now here we go with Kevin Donahoe. A warm welcome to Kevin Donahoe of Pacific Motor Service from Monterey and Pacific Grove, California. Hey, Kevin, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
I sure am, Carm. Thank you very much for having me today.
No problem, Kevin. Hey, I've been to Monterey. Wow, what a beautiful part of the country.
It is. It's a little slice of heaven here on the Monterey Peninsula. I'm a fortunate and blessed man to be able to do what I love to do in this beautiful place.
So take me back to that day that you said, I'm putting up a shop in Monterey.
Well, actually, it goes back to when I was a little boy. I figured out at a relatively young age that this is what I wanted to do. I was fortunate enough to grow up next to a man, Mr. Casey, who is unfortunately no longer with us, but he wanted to restore his 1932 Model A. I was a wide-eyed six-year-old boy who was just enamored with how things work, and it was just quite an exciting time for a little boy, and that's what propelled me to do what I'm doing today.
Did you end up going to study automotive tech in school?
I did. I attended De Anza College in Cupertino, California, which is about, it's in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's about 100 miles north of here, and in the late 70s and early 80s, and then went to San Jose State for a period of time to learn a little bit about business accounting, business management. But no, this is what I've wanted to do since I was a little guy, and I've been very fortunate to carve that path throughout my career.
Well, that's great to say that you've been able to actually live your dream. But, you know, there's always challenges along the way, Kevin. And so I need to ask, how did you master your transformation from technician to businessman?
That's a great question. And I don't know that I would apply the term master. I would call it a work in progress.
All right.
And that I've been doing this now for a long time. And what I'm learning after almost 40 years of being in this industry, that I'm just starting to get good at it. I may be considered a slow learner, but every day I'm learning something new. And So in terms of mastering, absolutely not. I haven't mastered it, but I've become good at it. And it's a, I have certain strengths within the business structure. And that's what I rely upon and lead into are the areas that I'm good at, the strengths that I have. And the other areas of the company, I hire in people that are better than I am to run those departments, run those divisions. And that's where the success has come from.
That's smart. I mean, that's what entrepreneurs, CEOs are supposed to do. Always hire the people that are better than you in the areas that you just don't want to do.
And I'll tell you, Carm, one of the lessons that I learned as a little boy, I learned it from Mr. Casey, I learned it from my father is, and this may sound crazy to you, but never be the smartest guy in the room. I always look to be around people that know more than I do in certain areas. So I'm always in that learning mode, always in learning mode.
That's a great, great quote. Now, I think you're being a little humble, but that's okay. I understand because I see on your resume, automotive business coach and a procedures consultant.
So, yes, I am.
So you love that process side of the business.
It's all about process for me. I'm a firm believer. You do the right thing for the right reason and the result's going to show up. I mean, if you cut it down to simple terms, simple ideas. And I'm really fortunate that I get to work with a small group of people in the automotive coaching and training group. Ray Koons is the founder and fearless leader of that organization. And I've known Ray for 25 years now. And I've watched his business over the years grow and change and flourish. And he asked me to come on board a while back. And I have a small handful of clients that I work with. And it's all about process and procedure for me.
So you and I are sitting at a bar. I haven't seen you in 25 years from high school. And I say, so give me some great advice as a business coach.
Wow. That's a big one. Great advice. Let's list out what your strengths are first, Carm. Let's look at your strengths. Your strengths are what's going to carry or propel you forward. We'll determine what your weaknesses or your shortcomings are, and then we're going to look for some help so we can address those.
So you want to be sure that I'm living and doing the things that I'm strong at so that I can excel at them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a misnomer in my world. In fact, there is a TV show, a reality show called, help me out, Carm, here. It's the one where the kids get up and sing and they get voted on or get voted off and they move forward. The name of the show escapes me.
American Idol.
That's what it's called. American Idol. And people get up there and sing their hearts out. They are absolutely passionate about what they're doing but have no talent and very little skill. I am a firm believer that you should follow your talent and skill and whatever passion you may have for it either will show up or develop over time. But focus on your strength. That's if I have one piece of advice for anybody that's listening, focus on your strengths because that's what is going to keep you moving forward.
You mentioned passion. Is passion going to be like the cement for those strengths?
Yes. Passion, very much like love in a marriage. Love is it's a verb. It's an action. It's what we choose to do every day. I choose to love my lovely wife, who I've known for the majority of my life. Does it mean that we don't have problems, conflicts, or disagreements? Of course we have those. And the same thing happens in business. We have disruptions. We have interruptions. We have areas that can become frustrating. We have to lean into the strength side of it, but it's that passion, it's that drive to continue to move forward and want to do well because it's what I'm good at. It's what I enjoy doing. So the passion does help cement it all together.
It's so refreshing to hear you say love is a verb. Because I get up in front of people and I say that and they look at me, what's this guy smoking? I mean, you can't bring that kind of emotion into business. And I get up and I say, it's an action verb. You know, you show love to each other and love comes from inside and out in customers. Love to see the smile and the caring that comes from really an internal glow. And I try to explain the word that love means glow and the look on your face and the appreciation that you have for your job and your peers. Now, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. People sense it. They see it. They feel it. They can hear it. They may even taste it at some level, but it's there. Describing love as a verb, it resonates with me.
It's perfect. Also on your resume, instructor, automotive technology.
Yes, at Monterey Peninsula College here on our little slice of heaven. For years, I taught night school. Automotive 100, the intro class, a 17-week course where we would cover 14 systems of an automobile, along with shop safety, tool use, all the fundamentals. And I taught night school for many, many years. And more recently, I'm teaching a service management class, service writing class, which is unique for this little program. Monterey Peninsula is a small demographic. It is not a large, like the San Francisco Bay Area, or even where you're from, where you're working. Mm-hmm. It's a large area. This is a small rural county. And the program is actually quite small as well. So to incorporate service management coursework it's fun. It's new. And I get to bring it up online and help shepherd that process forward.
Know why you install Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust? Every part that goes into a Felpro box is validated and approved by a Felpro engineer. Product testing and validation is an integral part of Felpro's engineering, manufacturing, and field testing, where vehicles undergo tests that log over 1 million miles every year. They also reach out to you, the pro, through technology blogs and their technical forums to listen, learn, and keep in touch with you. It's amazing to think that Felpro produces over 325,000 gaskets per day. That's 325,000 per day in their 1 million square foot facility in Skokie, Illinois. Under the same roof, engineering and manufacturing uphold Felpro quality utilizing 4,500 active production tools with tooling tolerances to 5 microns. Now that's smaller than a human hair. A tight tolerance like that ensures the sealing ability of Felpro gaskets. And their own in-house chem lab develops proprietary formulations like PermaDry Plus to produce 35,000 molded rubber sealing components every day. Plus, with Felpro, you get coverage from 1955 of 96% of all domestics and 93% of all import vehicles. So feel confident that with new engines and new technologies, Felpro will be there with innovative solutions to solve your customers' sealing problems. Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust. Go to felpro-only.com for more information. Hey, what's one thing, if you could go back in time and change it or fix it, what would it be?
That's another great question. Well, what comes to mind initially is education. If I could go back in time and improve one area of my life, it would have been with formal education. I would have pursued a business degree. I would expect an engineering, electrical engineering degree. If I could go back and change something, that would be it. Education for me is the cornerstone. It's of my business, of my life, that life learner that we talked about earlier. If I had been a bit more disciplined as a younger man, I would have pursued that. I would have postponed going into business because I went into business right out of trade school. I would have taken another 2 or 3 years and completed that portion of my life.
I hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the most unexpected thing you've learned along the way?
The most unexpected thing. People. The people have this amazing capacity to them. And part of my job, a big part of my job as an employer, and even as a service provider, but mainly as an employer, is to help people find it, to help develop people. That's really what I and my general manager do within my company structure. You know, working on the cars and servicing and repairing them correctly, that's the given. We have to do that part. And creating realistic expectations for our clients, that's the other piece that has to happen, or it should happen anyway. But helping all the folks that work for us become better in whatever area or department they're responsible for, but to help them improve upon and become better people.
It sounds to me like you're describing one of the tenets of leadership, and that is to build a fire within.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. And what's so rewarding, and really coming more to your question, is to see when that light bulb lights, to see when that fire gets ignited, because it becomes unstoppable. And we recognize also that when someone comes to work for us, that there's a time frame. We have a window of opportunity to help them getting integrated and incorporated into the business structure, to help train and teach and motivate them, develop them. And we realize that most people aren't going to make a career at working for Pacific Motor Service. We know that. So if we get 5 to 8 years of service from them, my hope is that when they leave, that they'll take something they've learned from us and go out into the world, go out into industry and do that. So we have our stamp, if you will. When they leave, a little bit of PACMO goes with them, and we get to influence.
And what happens is they come back one day and they said, Kevin, man, thanks for all the lessons. I didn't really realize it, but man, Kevin, thank you.
Well, it's like being a dad. You know, when kids are teenagers, they know everything. They have all the answers, and they get into their late teens and early 20s, and then you start to get the, hey, Dad, what do you think about this? Instead of, Dad, I already know it. And to a certain extent, there's some parallels there. When the technical guys go out and they are looking for something different and they explore and they come back and go, gosh, even though we have a small company, we do so many things well. Or when people leave and they go out and hang their shingles somewhere and go into business, and because I talk, there's a lot of transparency within the company, and we talk about our goals and objectives, our culture. We really focus on culture here. And so they go and they start their own deal up, and they come back and go, gosh, I just didn't realize how important it was to either have a positive approach or a poisonous approach. And made mistakes hiring people that were poisonous, and how quickly that poison can inflict or infuse itself into the culture of the company, and then how difficult it is to write it back up.
Did you fire them fast and hire them slow?
Oh, yeah, that's not an area that I've done well over the years.
I
have a tendency to let that go on for too long, although in the last 4 to 5 years we've corrected that. We've become very direct with people. When they get hired in, they're on a fairly short time frame leash with development. So, you know, once a week for the first 6 weeks, then it goes to once a month for the remaining 6 month window, and then we do a June and December interview process, review process.
Okay.
So it's ongoing. So there's a lot of communication. My technicians meet weekly for an hour on Wednesday mornings from 8 to 9 o'clock. My senior tech, we bring all the technicians from all the stores to one place. We have a training process we go through. So the communication where I'm going is, communication is really important for all of us. So when somebody gets fired, it's really not me or my general manager and I firing them. They've pretty much already fired themselves.
It's a team fire. It's a team fire.
They realize quickly that they don't fit into the company, to the culture of the company, for whatever reasons. So.
You just said something huge, and I really want to dig into it. I mean, you said so many things. I've got 8 questions floating in my mind. Which one do I do first?
Mm-hmm.
Culture. Every time I hear entrepreneurs go deep into culture with me, I find out fascinating things about running just a great, great business. And I'm a big believer in culture. Give me your purpose, a little bit about your culture and your company.
That's a great question. And thank you for asking it, because it's something that I am proud of. In my businesses, in my automotive repair businesses and others that I'm involved in, if you ask any of the employees, why does Pacific Motors exist? Why does Kevin do this? And their answer is going to be to serve. We serve our internal clients, which are our employees, our external clients, which are the people that come in for service. We serve our communities through altruistic means, through education and training means, just a number of areas, but it's very simple. It's all about serving.
Excellent. You've always counted on Moog to keep you ahead of the pack when it comes to chassis innovation. Well, they've done it again. Most recently launched is the Moog ball joint with a pre-installed integral dust boot. It's designed exclusively for compression-loaded suspension systems, providing superior strength and durability for these types of vehicle applications. The dust boot is made from higher-strength materials and comes pre-installed, saving you time because it's easier to install. It also has a larger contact area against the stud, which makes a more effective seal. For your customers, the unit uses Moog's powdered metal gusher bearing that provides longer life and controlled radial and axial movement. You get the industry's leading coverage of 10,000 SKUs, including 4,600 for foreign applications. Hey, you've been installing Moog confidently for years, and now you know why. I read, I believe, I don't know if it was LinkedIn or if it was on the web, our core purpose is to extend the life of your car. Now, is that the front-facing purpose to your customer?
Yes. 20 years, 200,000 miles. That's our goal. If we can help people keep their automobiles alive that long, we've really done our jobs well. And then we help people. It comes back to training and education. If you were to come into our shop, part of that introductory process and vetting process, Carm, if I may, if you'll indulge me for a moment, when
Please.
You walk in or someone connects with us through the internet or however they get connected, we go through a fairly simple vetting process to make sure that they're the type of client they're going to enjoy the services they receive from us, meaning that not everyone that contacts us has the opportunity to come in for service. And I don't mean to sound egotistical or even snobby about it, but I want to make sure that the client base that we develop over time is sustainable and not the coupon shopper, coupon clipper, the one-hit wonders that come in and, you know, we're just the next goofball in line that didn't meet certain needs. So we want to make sure that we vet people, very much like when we hire employees. We put them through a fairly extensive vetting process, and we do something like that with our clients when they come in. So when they come in, we want to ensure, because in our office space, where our service advisors, as we historically call them, in my companies, we call them ETI specialists, education, training, and information. So it's a big part of what we do is we educate, train, and inform our clients. So they, in process, we create realistic expectations for them. In our waiting rooms, we have our standards, our Pacific Motor standards up. We have our mission statement up. We have a value statement. And we talk about specifically the standards. And we talk about them. And we've created these for very specific reasons. And part of your job, Mr. Client, is to hold us accountable to those standards. Please, in the busyness of a busy shop, things happen. And if you see something that's occurred that doesn't fall within these standards, we are begging you to please hold us accountable to them.
How many customers stand there with their mouth open looking at you like you just landed from Mars?
It depends on the person. Some folks, they just don't connect. But where we really find it fascinating, especially in this area because we have military bases here, it's the generals, it's the colonels, it's the captains that come in, it's the special forces people.
The structure. They love the structure.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You cannot believe it. It opens up this whole new conversation that is no longer about servicing and repairing the cars, but what it does in the process, Carm, is it immediately develops the basis for trust. And we have a very simple trust model that we work off of, but trust gets developed initially very quickly. So it's no longer about how much. It's really more about when can the car be done. So it changes the whole dynamic of the relationship up front.
Trust is way up there in any customer relationship. So you've just almost shown and developed and connected the trust piece through your training. And the other thing that is going through my mind, and I'm sure our listeners are thinking about this right now, is who needs a retention plan when you got Kevin's program?
Well, that's very generous of you, but it's not rocket science. And more importantly, it's nothing that I've created. I believe anyway that most everything that we do has been absorbed or taken from somebody else. That's why I read, and I'm sure you do as well. We all learn. The mentors that I've had in my life in my industry life are rock solid people. So everything I do within my corporate structures are for the most part information that I've gleaned from other successful business people, and I've just put it together in a format and a process that makes sense to me so I can live it, I can teach it, I can breathe it, and as can my employees, and ultimately my clients will appreciate it as well.
You know, when I hear all the things that you're saying that it creates the culture and how Kevin Donahoe runs his business, I think of the knowing-doing gap. Like you said, we read, we work with people, we hear things, but ultimately you got to pull the trigger and hold yourself accountable for that idea or to lift your business in a new direction, the knowing-doing gap. Do you agree that a lot of people that you know aren't as successful as you because they haven't done certain things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on Wednesday mornings, Carm, to speak to that point directly, on Wednesday mornings we have Pacific Motors University, PACMOU, where our leadership team voluntarily comes together from 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning. And it's about leadership and development, because without strong leaders, our shops don't flourish. And more importantly, our clients suffer. We need to serve the clients internal and external properly. And without that constant dialogue, communication, learning, training, motivating, and most importantly, implementation of whatever the concept or process or procedures are, we're just taking up oxygen. And what's the point? I'd rather not.
Training. You mentioned training a while back. What are you doing for training, technical training for your techs?
Well, we have a variety of formats that we follow. As I mentioned earlier on Wednesday mornings, our shop foreman, our senior technician, leads all of our technicians through a training program. We also have training available to us through a local Ford franchise, through a local Toyota franchise. We participate in ATI training as well for the technical side. They come to a town east of us about once a quarter for training. We have all the online systems through NAPA and Delco and Bosch. Our shops are Bosch, diesel and car care certified. So we have those training opportunities as well. It's out there. It's just a matter of going and grabbing it and then incorporating it into the business structure and making it work.
Got it. I wanted to talk to you about a million things, but I love the direction that this interview has gone so far. And you may just have to come back, and we may have to get to more things. Would you be up for that?
Oh, of course. I love talking about what I love doing. It's fun. And my hope is that through a system like this that, and again, this isn't about me, but my hope is that it will inspire people to take action. That's really the key to success is I've got an idea, I've got a thought, I've got a concept, I've seen other people do it. How can I incorporate it into my business structure, measure its successfulness, and then go from there? That's my hope for all this.
That's what the podcast is becoming. It's the, you can hear people and the emotion in their voice, and you could hear about, you know, we tried it like this, now it's working, and we want to fix it or change it or make it better. And they could actually hear that. We said it before, passion in your voice. And I think it helps rock people to make change. A couple of more questions. Can you give my listeners, our listeners, one great idea, one quickie on how they can make more money in their shop?
More money. Well, I am a big advocate of managing expense. And as I mentioned earlier to you, I do what I do best, and then I hire other people to help me in those departments. I learned early on that although I have that mindset of managing expense well, keeping my bottom line healthy, when it comes down to the minutiae of doing it on a daily basis, I'm not good at it. It's not my gift. It's not my strength. So I have, in my case, I have an office manager who does a fabulous job of it. And it really becomes, be careful of what you ask for, pray for, because by God, it can happen. So she holds me accountable to all these areas where I would love to go out and give generously or donate this or provide that to a church group, to a community group, to a school. And she has to hold me accountable to my own standards.
Rein me in, Kevin, right?
Is that
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. My tendency is to want to go out and give and do and... She will remind me on occasion, weekly, that we have an adherence to the bottom line of our corporations. And without an adherence to that bottom line, we are no longer fulfilling the mission, one of our tenets of our mission. So my one key point, pay attention to your profit and loss statements. And if you understand P&Ls, that's great. More importantly, understand how your balance sheet functions. It astounds me how many small business people don't understand the function of their balance sheet and how important it is. They pay attention to their P&Ls, which is a nice historical record of one portion of their business. But you can't see your whole business from a P&L. You can only see it from your balance sheet.
So what aren't they paying attention to? I mean, are they holding paper? Is it what is it on the balance sheet that you could just point out and say, hey, keep an eye on this?
Well, we look at...
inventory.
Just retained earnings, for that matter.
Okay.
You look at retained earnings, you look at inventory creep, you look at cash management. If you look at your balance sheet month to month or year over year, you can see all of these changes creeping up in receivables, creeping up in payables, how your long-term and short-term debt structure, all the components of a balance sheet need to be reviewed on a regular basis. And if you don't, now you're at the whim of somebody else telling you what's going on.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great point, a historical view of your balance sheet to see actually where you're trending. Great stuff. Hey, Kevin, looking back, what are you the proudest of?
My children. I am proudest of my five kids. They are my joy, my hope, my take great satisfaction in being a dad and the success of my children and my marriage. It's those are the high points of my life. My businesses, the stuff I'm involved in outside of my marriage and my family, those are the icings on the cake. That's my wife loves me enough to let me go out and play every day. And my kids have been supportive enough over the years to let dad give dad the freedom. Because there was a joke growing up in my home. How much does dad work every day? Dad only works half a day from 6 to 6. So I would only do half days.
Right. Yeah, I know. I get it. Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other thing, you know, and people can only say this if they have a rock solid marriage. But yeah, I have a mistress, and the mistress is my business.
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah. you have to be transparent with the children as well when they're young and growing up, because it's confusing, especially when they compare it to other families that they know, and they want to know why dad's working so much, or why he's gone, or why they're having to go to the shop on the weekend to help clean up. So it's incorporating them or ingraining them into this whole family culture. But the fruit of all this karma is now they're all adults, and two of them are entrepreneurs doing very well for themselves. My other two are very successful in their own rights in business. And my youngest guy is finishing up his last year of college at San Jose State. But they're all successful, thriving adults. And that's the joy in my life.
Well, congratulations to you, Kevin. Kevin Donahoe of Pacific Motor Service. What do you call it? PACMO in Monterey and Pacific Grove, California. Kevin, give us some great words to live by.
Do what you say you're going to do. Don't overcommit. Tell the truth. Love your family. And do good.
Thanks for being on, man.
Thank you.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining in. Kevin is sure a strong leader and exemplifies the value of culture in any organization. Now, for additional information on Kevin Donahoe's business, don't miss the show notes. Now, find them at remarkableresults.biz/E143. Any questions or comments? Email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. You are an important reason I bring you these interviews, so you can profit from the answers found in each episode. So help spread the word via social or email. Hey, your help is needed to share the wisdom and grow this very important industry resource. I'm so grateful and thankful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.